Welcome to Mind Your Biz Today on South Florida's only all business radio station, 880 AM. Today's business world is fast-paced and ever-changing. Gain a competitive advantage by listening to Mind Your Biz Today, hosted by Janie Smith, CEO of Smart Advantage. Janie is a best-selling author and business consultant extraordinaire with over 35,000 hours consulting C-suite executives. She will help you navigate today's business hurdles and maximize your opportunities with thought-provoking discussions with CEOs, business authors, and thought leaders. Learn the latest trends and profit-producing ideas for growing your business.
Brought to you by the Hudson Institute of Executive Education at Nova Southeastern University. Executive training programs to excel in today's competitive market.
Here's your host, Janie Smith.
Welcome back, South Florida, to Mind Your Biz Today. I am your host, Janie Smith. I am the CEO of Smart Advantage. We are a consultancy that helps companies identify and articulate their competitive advantages, all based on my best-selling book, Creating Competitive Advantage. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. Our listeners know that our show is dedicated to help the businesses and business people in South Florida be better at what they do. We give all kinds of tips and advice from some of the best experts in the country and some of the best experts right here in South Florida, where we can tap into that knowledge and share it with you. That is our goal. We want to remind you to go to our website, mindyourbiztoday.com. Please visit us there and give us your ideas and requests for future shows. What topics are hot for you? What are you struggling with, or what would you like to learn more about? Mindyourbiztoday.com is our website. Please let us hear from you. So today's show is very interesting. Our guest is Marcia Pounds, who many of you in South Florida clearly must know of her and have read her work over the years. For over 25 years, she's been a columnist for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. She is the columnist, at least one of my favorite columnists, on the business page, and I've read her work and, in fact, been interviewed by her, and also had her attend some meetings that I've been at where she's done a fantastic job of distilling the information for her readers. But the reason she's here today is she is the author of her recently published book that she wrote, I Found a Job, Career Advice from Job Hunters Who Landed on Their Feet. She's got an MBA from Florida Atlantic University, and she's been, as of late, since the recession, really focused on the job market, since it seems to be the country's, and clearly South Florida's, number one issue. How do we stay healthy and get back to employment, and how do those people out there trying to get the job find the job? So, Marcia, thanks so much for being with us today, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on your show.
So I love your book. Thank you for sending me a copy of it. So what inspired you to write the book?
Well, as you said, I cover the job market. I cover unemployment in Florida for the Sun Sentinel. And so I regularly talk with or get emails from folks who are unemployed. And I see them. I saw them really struggling all during the recession. We're talking about a lot of folks here who had not looked for a job in 10 or 20 years.
Because they've been comfortable and secure where they were?
I'm sorry?
They weren't looking because they'd had jobs for a long time where they were secure, and then all of a sudden they didn't have it. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And as we know, in Florida, many of those jobs related to construction and real estate were lost. And a lot of those folks had been in those industries for a long time, and their jobs just disappeared.
Yeah, construction, real estate, mortgage, and bankers, those are the people when we post a job, those are the resumes we get. People from those industries pretty much are out there struggling. So tell us, you know, this book was really a fun read. How do job hunters best use this book? What are some of the tips and advice that you offer in there based on all of this wonderful input and dialogue you've had with your loyal readers in South Florida?
Yeah, Yes, well, I started with some of those folks who were looking for jobs in South Florida, and then I started interviewing people across the country who had found jobs in the recession to find out how they did it, what really worked for them. Because I've seen a lot of books out there that really gave experts advice, and often it's very good advice. But I kind of wanted to go to the source and find out what really worked for the successful job hunter. And one of the main things these people told me is that you need to take time to really assess where you've been, assess your career, and think about where you want to go. And that was difficult during the recession because people lost their incomes, and that severance pay and those unemployment benefits go pretty fast. And there weren't a lot of jobs, and there still aren't a lot of jobs available. But the more you can take a look at your strengths and, in fact, your competitive advantage, Janie.
Yeah. Thanks, Marcy.
You know, what you bring to the job market, what you bring to a certain job or employer that no one else can, the better off you're going to be.
Well, it's pretty hard, I think, to assess a career when you're more worried about a paycheck. So what advice do you give those people who are saying, I don't have the luxury to assess my career, I just need a job? So how are you responding to those kinds of questions?
Well, yes, that has been a real problem. And some people have more time to look for a job and more assets to rely on than others, obviously. The advice basically during the recession is to very much look for a similar type job. But if your job goes away, such as we were talking about, what do you do then? Well, you know, those people who were selling mortgages, they had to look at what skills they had. They had selling skills. You can transfer those selling skills. We're finding a lot of those people in the industry now, unfortunately. But, you know, basically looking at what skills you have and seeing how you can transfer them to other jobs in other industries.
I think that's really good advice. I know that I get a lot of resumes from people in those industries when I'm looking to fill a position, and sometimes I pass right over those because they haven't taken the time to assess skills. All they talk about is their experience in mortgage, in foreclosure business, and I'm sorry, in banking and construction, and that's not what we do. I am looking for skills, and I think that's what you're saying. Tout your skills, not your past experience in a particular industry. Is that what your advice leans towards?
Yes, exactly. Many of those are transferable.
And so
you have to really provide, you have to go to an employer and show that you can provide solutions for that employer. What can you bring to that employer that's going to solve their problems?
Yes. I want some of those people right now. I've got problems that need solving. So tell us about what kind of attitude you have to have. You know, as I said, I've been interviewing lately, and I see all kinds of different attitudes. How would you describe the best attitude to come into an interview with?
Yes, you want to be obviously as upbeat as possible, and that can be tough after a long job search. You want to remain flexible. The flexible employee is what's really being searched for these days. Someone who is up to date on technology and knows a little bit perhaps about social media. You want to show that you're with it, that you haven't been sitting on the sidelines too long. So you want to be flexible, upbeat, and show that you can use all of today's tools.
Well, I think that's terrific advice. And again, I just because I've recently been doing a job search, I can so relate to what you're saying. Some of these people come in, and they're looking for a job, but they're not flexible, and they demand the high pay, even though what they're bringing to the table may not be exactly what's needed. And we always say to people, are you willing to start lower with a lot of upside if you can deliver? And many of them will shrug it off. You know, they just don't have that flexible attitude. And clearly, most businesses have to have that. So how do they stay motivated? You know, if you've been out of work and your unemployment's run out, I know I have a next-door neighbor who's in that situation. How do they stay motivated to do the job search and come in with the positive attitude? What are you telling your folks in your book and your responses in your column?
You really have to surround yourself with positive people, your family, your friends, and you know, hopefully they're going to be that way and be there for you. Not everyone is. It can be kind of a panic situation for families. But do what you can to surround yourself with the people who are going to be helpful to you, and keep you positive. You also can be be active. Do whatever you can to be active. Network in your industry association, your trade association. Take a contract job. A lot of temporary jobs these days are turning into full-time jobs because employers have been hesitant to hire full-time. They don't have that confidence yet that consumers are really buying. And so they've been hiring more temporary and contract people. That can get your foot in the door. It can keep you active. Anything you can show that you're active out there, you're learning new things, that's all going to be positive.
Yeah, I mean, you have to think of a contract position or a temp position as a chance to audition your skills. And so many people say, well, I mean, I've had people come into me and say, well, I want the security and stability instantly of knowing I have a job and a place to land and where I feel secure. And you can't always get that right away. You've got to be able to show your stuff. Isn't that right?
That's very true.
So what are some tips and unique ways in which people in your book, I remember there were a few great stories that unique ways in which people have found jobs out of the traditional answer and ad?
Well, there are several people who did different things. I had a couple people in the book who simply walked into an office. One who was in marketing walked into an office. She had made a contact before, and she hoped to get an interview. She's in marketing. But she decided that she was just going to go for it. She didn't want to wait any longer. She knew she was competing with, 200 or plus people for the job, and she felt like, I've got to stand out in some way. So she put together kind of a gift basket for the hiring manager, and it wasn't your traditional gift fruit basket or something. It actually had what she considered were tools for the particular job that she was applying for. It was a marketing campaign type of job for restaurants. So, and it worked, actually.
Well, good for her. What a creative idea. I think that's fantastic.
Exactly.
So we're going to be heading into a commercial break in a minute, and we'll have you back because we have a whole bunch of more questions about this. So, South Florida, stay tuned to Mind Your Biz Today. We're going to pause for a commercial break, and we'll be back in a few minutes with Marcia Pounds. Marcia is a columnist for the South Florida Sun Sentinel, and she's been a columnist for them for many years. I've been a big fan of Marcia's, and as has all of South Florida. So we'll be back with her in a minute. I want to remind our listeners to please go to mindyourbiztoday.com, our website. Give us your views on topics you would like us to air, questions you have for your business, and any way in which we can help you be better at your business and what you do. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back with Marcia Pounds and Mind Your Biz Today.
We'll be right back with Mind Your Biz Today and Janie Smith after this word from our sponsors.
Searching for executive training programs to help your company's growth? 90% of South Florida's major corporations have sent their executives to training at Nova Southeastern University's Hudson Institute of Executive Education. With workshops ranging from sales to Six Sigma and from management development to mergers and acquisitions, your executives will gain the skills necessary to immediately impact your bottom line. To customize your organization's training, visit nova.edu/execed.
Here is Janie Smith with Mind Your Biz Today.
Welcome back, South Florida, and good afternoon. I hope you're having a great Friday afternoon, getting ready for the weekend. We're back with Marcia Pound of the Sun Sentinel. She's been a columnist with them. Again, I'm your host, Janie Smith from Smart Advantage. So we're talking with Marcia Pound about her new book, which is the most topical book for these times. And the book is called I Found a Job, and she talks about many of the things she's heard from people who have written to her or emailed her because of her column on how difficult the job search is. And she's just given us one idea. And Marcia, let's talk about one more creative idea because you interviewed me for the book, and we have a creative way of finding a job, don't we?
Exactly. Yes, one of your employees, now employee, Ashley Dufresne, is in my book. Thank you very much, Janie. Ashley, I understand, has marched right up to you at a Brothers and Sisters, Big Brothers, Big Sisters event and presented herself. She was unhappy with the job that she had. She was an independent contractor, was looking for a full-time job, and was very impressed by your talk at this event and presented herself, and you found out she had some web skills that you could use, and it was a match.
It was really quite incredible. I was not at that event that day looking for employees, but Ashley came up to me, and she didn't actually ask me for a job. She just said, I was very inspired by your talk. I'm going to go back and quit my job. I said, that wasn't the way I was trying to inspire you. But anyway, she wanted to get together. We had lunch about a month later, and we realized she had so many of the skills we needed. So I think the point here with this story and the one you told is get out there. The job's not going to come to you on your couch. You know, get out there, go to events, network, meet people, get creative. I think those are all great ideas, Marcy, and I think you're doing a fabulous service to the community, and I hope everybody who's still looking for a job buys your book. So you talk about adjusting your mindset in the book. Do both employees and employers need to do that? Because a lot of our listeners are employers. So give me both sides of that, if you would.
Okay. Well, we kind of talked about already some of the folks who have had to adjust their mindset. I have a number of people in the book, for example, who ended up with a job out of the country, a journalist, actually, who once worked with me, and an executive. Both are working outside of the country, they are really enjoying the adventure. And those opportunities probably never would have come along if they hadn't just opened their mind to the possibilities. So in terms of adjusting your mindset, you want to keep an open mind to what could be out there. And just don't close yourself off. That's very important. Employers, on the other hand, also have had to do some adjustments, obviously. All the various things that have had an impact on them as well in terms of the recession. Some of the business has gone away. They've had to adjust their businesses. We're seeing many employers right now, so in a growth mode. They're starting, the ones that are healthy are starting to make acquisitions. So there's opportunity in crisis as well.
Yeah, I had a lunch the other day with the CEO of a pretty large-sized company in South Florida, and we were talking about this, and he said that he had to cut drastically his headcount, and now business is coming back, it's improving. And I asked this question, I said, will you ever get back to the employee labor level you were at before? And he said, absolutely not. So I think that that's another thing. Jobs will come back. They will not come back at the pace they were. Businesses have learned that they got too fat. They're learning that they need to be lean. And so that goes back to the point you made at the very beginning of the show, Marcia, is the ability to be flexible. You know, can I work for one company for two quarters if it's in a seasonal business, or can I work somewhere else? And I love what you said about being open to leave the country, leave the state. It doesn't, your job doesn't have to be in your backyard. And the more, actually, funny enough, that was one of the points I made at the talk I gave that Ashley was at when I hired her, which was take risks, accept challenges. And in fact, I titled the talk, Just Say Yes. Just say yes to opportunity, because you just don't know where it is. So
don't forget, Janie, also that we're the gateway to Latin America.
Yes.
All the opportunities in South Florida there. You don't have to work for a company that is headquartered in South Florida. It can be headquartered in Latin America or anywhere across the country that has interest in our area in Latin America. So those are tremendous opportunities.
Yes, and I just got back from the UK a few weeks ago. I have a client over there, and they're looking for help, and they love to have Americans on their staff because they do selling. They sell into the American market. And so there's opportunities everywhere. And, you know, if I were just starting out, I'd welcome the opportunity to work overseas. So you know, what do you think about the job market improving? I just told you about the interview I had with the CEO. It wasn't really an interview. It was lunch, but he felt like it was an interview based on the questions I was asking him. So you see it and you watch it very closely. Tell us what your views are on the Florida's job market.
Well, it's certainly better than it was this time last year. But, you know, there are still not enough jobs. For every one opening, there's five other people who can't find a job right now. It used to be 1-6 in terms of the ratio. So, but the jobs, one good part about the jobs we are adding, they used to be only in healthcare and private education, and they still mainly are, but they also have started to broaden a little bit. So, you're going to find a few more in finance and accounting and some in marketing and the types of areas that people could not find any work in before at all.
Yes,
so it is improving somewhat, just not at a pace that we would all like.
No, absolutely not. And I know that there are some big efforts. Our new governor is working very hard with the commission he's put together of business people to look at ways and attract business. They want to make it more amenable for manufacturing in Florida. We used to be really strong in that. We lost a lot of those jobs, and there's strong, concerted efforts. It's not going to happen tomorrow, but it will happen eventually, and it's really a question of patience, I guess, on the part of the job seeker, or, to your point, flexible, adaptable, and looking elsewhere. So what promising areas do you see? Anything else that is looking like it's coming across the horizon? I do know what you said. I see it too. Education is big because people are going back to school to learn the next trade. Healthcare is always going to be a growth area as we have the growing old of America. So what areas do you see?
Well, I think the main one is import and export trade. You know, that is a huge one, and it's just going to keep growing. And that certainly has been an emphasis of both, and is an emphasis of Governor Scott as well as President Obama, expanding that. One that could be great for Florida is solar and anything green. And there's been some movement on that, but again, not enough. There's a solar panel plant that might come into Riviera Beach, for example, in Palm Beach County. But they're waiting to get some incentives. And incentives for business is, you know, unfortunately what it's all about. Many other states offer incentives. So why should they come here unless we can offer them something?
It's a hard thing, the incentive things, with every state having budgets that are being cut and federal government outspending itself every single day. There isn't a lot of money to support these initiatives.
Sure.
So, one of the things I know you talk about is the new generation of entrepreneurs. If you read any of the magazines, the entrepreneurs are getting younger and younger because they get out of college and they can't find a job, so they get creative about starting their own businesses. Do you hear a lot about that?
Yes. In fact, I have several in my book. One of the last chapter in I Found a Job is about creating your own job. And there's people all ages. There's a couple in Fort Lauderdale who has real depth of experience in many different areas, and they put their skills together and created a business called Totally Bananas. They sell chocolate covered bananas.
Oh, my favorite. Where are they?
Yeah, I know. They don't have a shop. They sell to different retailers, different shops, ice cream shops, and different places around South Florida. And they're expanding. They're getting ready to hire more people.
Well, that's pretty cool. A very simple business model.
That's what we need.
Yeah, and, you know, along the same lines, one of the things we saw spring up on the streets of New York, which has worked its way all over the country, and now I see it in the malls here, is the cupcake business. I mean, that's another thing. You're getting all these creative flavors and designs of cupcakes. There are things that people can do that creates a business.
Well, and obviously anything online. A lot of the young people, as you mentioned, are starting website-based type businesses. They're doing social media. There's a lot of new opportunities for them in those technology-based businesses.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about that, I've run into a lot of young people who are very excited about setting up websites and technology, and we all know that when you hit big, you hit massively big, but you can also, I read Entrepreneur Magazine and some of the other ones that talk about the youth that go full throttle, and they may have a mere $30,000 or $50,000, and they invest all of it into their little business, but they didn't do their research, and they've lost it. Now they're back to the drawing board. So we have to encourage those entrepreneurs to do their homework before they pour their life savings into the new venture, but to encourage them to be creative and innovative.
That's very true. Right.
So we're getting ready to wrap up here. We just have a couple minutes, Marcia. Give us three tips that are dominant in your book that you want to tell employees who are looking for work, and then maybe a tip or two for employers.
Okay. Yes, for people who are looking for work, I would most recommend to, as I said, assess your career and be very targeted. Look at your skills, look at your strengths, and the type of company you want to work for, and focus on that. You pick. You control it. And go that way rather than just sending your resume out to everyone. You're going to get much farther than that if you're targeted. And just keep at it, persistence, getting out there, networking, being active. You have to do several activities a week. Anywhere from 6 to 10 is recommended to get out of the house, get away from the computer, okay, and meet people.
All right, and one more. We've got time for one more. What about the employer? What should they be thinking about?
And for employers, I think what they need to be thinking about is that we are going, hopefully, into a better time. So you better think about the employees that you've got in your own company, because they could start looking around, frankly.
That's true. We had a show recently where we talked about the investment in training. Train your people, because that's how they'll stay. You want to grow them. Well, Marcia, thanks so much for being with us today. And everybody, please have a look at her book. You can find it at Amazon.com and bookstores and other websites. And the book, again, is called I Found a Job. Right, Marcia?
That's it. Thank you, Janie.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Mind Your Biz Today. This is Janie Smith, your host. And we want to thank you for being with us and have a wonderful weekend. Go to our website, mindyourbiztoday.com. Give us your thoughts and requests for future shows. Thanks for being with us.
You've been listening to Mind Your Biz Today with Janie Smith, CEO of Smart Advantage, best-selling author and business consultant extraordinaire. Tune in next Friday at 4:30 p.m. for another great program here on 880 The Biz.